BBC presents Peter Sandler's Patty Seaton and Spot Medican in...
The Gong Show!
Egypt, ancient Egypt, land of monolithic pyramids.
Egypt, palace of the Karnak's fallen temples.
Egypt.
Egypt!
Egypt, where yesteryear's thousand ghosts live on into tomorrow's morrow. Ah, Egypt, thou house of locked secrets. Egypt, thou all mother. Egypt, thou Phoenix.
Ah, Clapham Common, thou place of fallen arches.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who would dabble in the occult, listen while we reveal to you in all its pristine brilliance the story of...
The Mummified Priest!
It was 1889, a very bad year for me. I died. However, our story concerns a youth, Neddy Seagoon, a young swaggering fellow. Women threw themselves at his feet.
It was the best-looking part of me.
I was studying at Cambridge University, tradition, you know. My father had been a light blue, mainly due to poor circulation. However, I followed in his footsteps. And after 3 years' hard study, I finally managed to fail my exams. It was a shock, but my more intelligent classmates comforted me in my sorrow.
Dada, Neddy. We can't all be clever, Neddy.
Now you should know, Eccles.
I know,
yes.
Eccles.
How did you get on?
I got a special anniversary diploma.
What for?
For 17 years in the kindergarten.
I don't believe it. 17?
Oh, you are. The teacher won't let me leave.
Why not?
Oh, I married her.
Married you?
Yeah, well, after all, I am only human, Neddy.
I hadn't noticed it.
Well, she has.
Professor Spahn, come in, sir.
Thank you, Seacombe. As you're leaving college, I've recommended you for a post with the British Museum.
British Museum, sir, but could I do the job?
Do it. It's right up your street.
Well, it'll save bus fares.
It's Egyptology, and I've recommended Eccles as well.
Oh, good. I mind mine. Oh, what's the money like?
It comes in various sizes, pennies, threepenny bits, you know. They pay according to intelligence.
We can't live on nothing. Oh,
live on nothing?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
And so we lived on rubbish. But I got the job, assistant Egyptologist. It was easy work, but the hours were very long, 70 minutes each. One winter's night, I was working late. And...
Yeah. Seacombe.
What, Mr. Fun?
Good news. I've just been in the Victoria and Albert.
I didn't know you drank.
No. The museum. Oh. They're sending us an ancient Egyptian script to translate.
Supposing we fail.
We won't. Ah, this might be it. Coming.
Oh, where's the door gone?
I opened it, sir. Why are you reaching over my shoulder?
I still got hold of the knocker. This parcel is from the Victoria and Albert.
Thank you, my man. Yes, a threepenny dip. Mind the fog. Good night.
Good night.
Mr. Cron?
He's just gone out.
Oh, well... Well, if anybody calls, tell them he's out.
Okay. There's something funny going on here, folks. Come in. Who
all.
I am a silly old man.
I'm sorry, Mr. Crane ain't in.
Oh. When will he be back?
When will he be back, Mr. Seagoon?
He shouldn't be long.
He won't be long.
Good. Can I come in and wait?
You can. Yeah, come in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
Henry Cran.
There's somebody here to see you.
I can't spare the time. I'm waiting for somebody myself. I can't see anybody.
You can't see anybody? Why not?
I got my eyes shut.
Listeners will note the cunning way the goons fill in time on their program.
Ah, oh, Mr. Cran, I see you have the parcel.
Yes, let us open it. Yes. Thank you. Here it is, Seacomb, the ancient scripts they sent us.
Let me see it. Good heavens, these writings must be over 4,000 years old.
How do you know?
The ink's dry.
Ta-da!
Now let's get to work. Hand me that camel's hairbrush.
You want to brush a camel?
At 3 a.m, Seacomb had completed the first rough translation.
Cran, it's the personal narrative of an Egyptian priest. And it says he was buried sitting down. I wonder why.
Perhaps he was tired.
Yes, well, let's play Max Gilray. Round the back for the old brandy.
The brandy! Bye.
Love, Max.
Grön, Grön, I finally translated the whole script and it's astounding.
It's astounding, but...
Yes, yes. It gives the location of a long-dead Egyptian priest's tomb, and it must be full of gold.
Gold?
Gold? Gold? Give me that script.
No.
No one will ever find you down there, Cran. Or you, Minnie.
Not let us out. It's our half day off today.
You'll starve to death, Cran. I'm off to Egypt and the gold.
Leaving Mr. Cran buried alive in a deep cellar, Neddy, mad with the gold lust, the ancient script in his pocket, left England for Egypt to seek the long-dead Egyptian priest.
Yes. Once in Cairo, I made contact with a British type resident.
Flies. Oh, they're everywhere.
Oh. As he spoke, he put down his box of flies and match tray.
Yes, Bloodnock's the name. Major Bloodnock, ex-Indian Army retired diplomat and former plumber's mate.
Pleased to meet you, Major. My name is...
Don't tell me. Dismantle me, dragglers. You must be Ned Segun.
Why must I be?
Who else could walk under a piano stool?
Yes. Major, I've just arrived from England.
I know you have.
How?
You just told me.
So you've been listening?
Only by ear.
I accept your apology.
Good luck. Now, Segun, to business.
Yes, Major. I've come here for a very good reason.
That's a very good reason.
I'm glad you agree. Can I speak to you privately?
Yes, yes. No one can hear you here.
Right. I'm looking for a tomb.
In your condition, a wise move.
This tomb, Bloodnock, bears the treasures of a priest belonging to the third or fourth dynasties.
Fourth dynasties? My old regiment. Light horse. I remember that
word. I have a document which indicates the location of the tomb.
Where is it?
The Valley of Eagles.
The Valley of Eagles?
Yes.
Light me, crud, and throttle me, dongler. The Valley of Eagles? Oh, good gracious. Well, well, well. The Valley of Eagles. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, that place. That place.
You've heard of the place?
Vaguely, yes. Why?
I want you to lead an expedition there.
What? Only a raving idiot to do that.
And you'll come?
Of course. Now, what about wages?
No wages, but everything found at the tomb will spit... 50-50.
50-50, me aye. I want half or nothing.
Curse a business mind. Very well, half or nothing.
I accept.
Cunning devil. All right.
Splendid. Splendid. We'll seal it with a drink. Since his thing...
Our time's coming, sir.
10,000 double whiskey.
Do it at once, sir.
The great expedition was made ready to search for the tomb of a long-dead Egyptian priest.
Yes, 6'4" long, to be correct.
Get up, you naughty animal.
Why, it's Mad Dan Eccles. Having trouble?
This mule won't get up.
Have you tried a nice juicy carrot?
I've eaten three, but he still won't move.
Well, let him sit there.
Major Bloodnock wants to ride him.
He could ride another one.
He's underneath this one.
Get this stupid animal off me. I'm wearing clean underpants and a clean sock.
Stay where you are, Major. I'll have you out before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson? You liar.
Where's my mule minder first class?
Mule minder, ready for active service, sir. Thinks, is he losing his popularity? See, I have my mule train leather lash whip. Flicks out lash. Oh, my ear hole. I'm always doing that.
Silence, or you're going to conk up the punch. I mean, punch up the conk. No. Flag that mule to its feet.
Aye, aye, Captain, I will do that. Moves forward to naughty mule. Hello, mule. Nice mule. Nice friend of man, mule. Arise, I say. Mule. Here, take this knob of sugar from my hind, naughty mule. Hold that sugar on end of 20-foot pole. Hey! You rotten swine, friend of man, you. You kicked me in my areas behind the lines. Oh, the indignity. I shall leave the camp. Farewell, cruel world. Farewell. Exits left towards burning desert, but really hides behind Nappy.
Just for that dreadful performance, here is Ray Ennington.
No, the ginger wine.
Yes.
Was a wronger
la, 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 la,
to
la,
try to love her too. A kooka 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 no a weller that my lover
la, 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 la,
was it just for you.
Ooh, ooh.
Bum, 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 di body, body. Your little hand, I know too soon that love is grand. Please hold my hand. Oh, my lover, I was a wronger to try to love her too. Kooka, 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 no a weller that my lover shut up was just for you.
Before we set off, gentlemen, let's check that vital list of stores. Dr. Greenslade, you have a list?
Only a very slight one, sir.
It's the old brandy on the back there. Splendid. Now, stand by to check. First,
yes, sir.
One crate containing three leather fire engines.
Uh-huh.
Right. One parcel containing a tall, thin, hairless Abyssinian laundry manager with low boots.
Yes.
60 gross of anti-snore nightshirts with cold kipper sewn inside?
Correct.
Uh-huh, crate number 4. No contents listed.
I'll open it, sir.
Ooh, about time too.
Eccles! What are you doing in there?
I wasn't doing anything in there. I was just avoiding certain people, Master.
You'll get a knighthood for this.
Oh, no.
Sigurd, we're ready to move on.
Right.
On and on into the relentless valley marched the tomb seekers, above the burnished brass sun, and at their head the old stager who knew his way through that valley, blindfolded.
Let's stop and take this blasted blindfold off for a minute.
Right.
And...
Put your shoes back on.
How much further?
Roughly 60 miles.
I know it's roughly 60, but what is it exactly?
Exactly 70 miles.
Well, we'll go roughly. It's 10 miles shorter.
So it is, yes.
10 miles nearer the tomb and the treasure. The treasure that Mr. Crun tried to deprive me of. But I love it. Treasure. Treasure. I love it. I love it.
Why are you all staring at me like that, eh? Why are you staring at me like that?
Well, because you're so beautiful.
For a moment, I thought you were going to lie to me.
Greenslade.
Yes.
He thinks he's beautiful.
Yes, I know. You see, it's the first sign of madness.
Oh, beautiful?
Yes,
it goes.
Yes, the desert madness had got us. But the lust for gold drove us on. On towards the hidden tomb.
Oh, look up there. There's vultures circling around.
What are they doing up there?
Flying.
Bloodnock. You think they're waiting to eat us?
I'm not sure, but keep your eyes on the ones carrying knives and forks. It's a mirror.
Don't search. It's a house surrounded by trees. Let's go in.
Yeah.
I still say it's a mirror.
Nonsense. Blue bottle Eccles. Search the house for food.
All right, then.
Sir Bloodnock, you think this house is a mirage, eh? You'll soon see. It's vanished. Gone. Are you all right? A mirage.
I told you it was.
Oh!
Eccles, what happened?
I was upstairs!
Seagull, boss, I found it! I found the entrance to the tomb! Follow me!
Yes! Look, he's right! This is it! It's a long, dark tunnel leading underground.
Lead on, then, lead on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's dark down here.
So we walked down, into a labyrinth of ancient tunnels. But still no sign of the actual burial chamber.
Stop! Look, lads. A deep well.
I wonder if there's any water in it.
You can tell by the echo.
I'll try then. Hello! Good heavens.
What?
There's a man down there. Are you all right? Are you all right? Thank heavens he's all right. Forward!
It's no good, Bloodknock. It's no good, Bloodknock. We've been walking around these tunnels for 10 months. We're lost. Yeah. We're lost. Yes, and the walls are solid. There's nothing behind them. Listen. This wall sounds weak and thin.
Somebody's on the tap. It must be a government job.
Gentlemen, I'm certain that behind this wall is the tomb. Hand the dynamite. Now stand back.
You didn't wait for me, did you?
Look!
Oh!
A large underground chamber.
Oh.
And there's a body on the floor.
It must be the long-dead Egyptian priest.
It's me, Mr. Cran. You naughty man, throwing me down this cellar.
Oh, no! No!
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with the Redinger Quartet, Max Geldrin, the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Geeslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.
Thank you.